Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The tragic shooting, the mass murder, frankly, of Christians in a community college in Oregon is shocking that this kind of thing has come to America, where people are asked whether they are Christian, and because they are, they're killed on the spot. We're going to be talking about this situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, this shooter, Chris Harper Mercer, went to the Umpqua Community College in Oregon and there took the lives of a number of students that were attending, asking them beforehand what their religion was. If they were not Christian, we are told he shot them, for example, in the leg. And if they are Christian, they were then killed, shot in the head, and murdered there on the spot. This is a tragic situation where these students, without question, no matter what we learn about this individual, we're targeted because they are Christians. We see this happening in the Middle East, where Christians are being brutalized and killed and slaughtered because they are Christians. And now we have this happening on a college campus. We're going to be sharing more about this. But this is a sad day in America that something like this would happen.
Well, Matt, there are reports that the shooter, Chris Harper Mercer, that he was a Muslim. Apparently his MySpace page had two friends, and they were both Muslim. And then he had a bunch of photos of jihadists and so forth. I've read other reports that he was an atheist. Whatever the fact, we know this much. He was anti-Christian. And you know, when we had a shooting elsewhere where tragically three Muslim folks were killed over a parking spot, of course, the president immediately jumped to conclusions and the media blew it out and they immediately start calling it an anti-Muslim hate crime. Why, I'm wondering, has not the president mentioned, why is the media not mentioning this as a so-called anti-Christian hate crime, when clearly, unequivocally, it was. There's no doubt about it. He specifically asked these people to stand up, announce their faith. If they were Christian, he shot them in the head and killed them. If not, he shot some of them in the legs, but he spared them. You know, the bravest person in America, Matt, were the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, on down the line of these Christians who refused to deny their faith after he killed the first Christian, and what a testimony it is for all of them to have stood firm for Christ, even unto death.
Yeah, and it's really shameful that the president takes something like this, as he does repeatedly in other situations, and he uses it for political advantage to say that guns are the problem. No, guns are not the problem, any more than knives are the problem, any more than an automobile is a problem, because there's lots more people killed in automobile accidents every day than are killed through the use of guns. The problem is not guns. The problem is the person who is wielding anything, whether it's a vehicle, whether it's a knife, whether it's a bomb, whether it's a gun. And so we need to get to the root of the issue, not the instrument by which somebody carries out their dastardly thoughts that are rooming around in the recesses of their mind. The problem is sin. You know, in fact, one of the presidential candidates said the real root of the problem is not guns, it's sin. And it's sin that is unchecked. It's the hatred that is the uncivility that we see happening in our country. You know, we ultimately boot out from the public square morals and Judeo-Christian values and the scriptures and Jesus Christ. And we wonder what's happened to the public square when all this hatred and this violence begins to erupt. Well, the founders clearly knew from the very beginning that for this country, which is one that has a lot of liberty of the individual and little restraint from the government, is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It is a self-governed institution, a self-governed government. And for that to work, for having self-government be able to work and prosper, you've got to have people that are responsible to be governing themselves. Well, how do you do that? Well, they've got to be moral people. They've got to respect the individual humanity and the dignity and the life and the property and the freedom of others. Well, how does that come about? And they were very clear about that through the inculcation, through the teaching of Judeo-Christian principles, and thus the reason why they had the Bible as one of the primary textbooks in our schools, because they understood that that is the foundation that ultimately creates a moral people, a self-governed people. And when you eliminate that, you eliminate the self-restraint. And when you eliminate that, you have the problems that we're seeing today in the country.
Well, that's right, Matt. And it gets worse when you have those controlling the reins of government, like President Obama and other so-called progressives, intentionally fanning the flames of anti-Christian bigotry, denying our Judeo-Christian history, and vilifying those who embrace our Judeo-Christian history and the teachings of Christ. And when you have groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Human Rights Campaign and other leftist organization and anti-Christian organizations, the ACLU, when you have them intentionally vilifying and trying to create animosity and hatred toward Christians, we shouldn't be surprised when, you know, a Floyd Corkins goes in and shoots up the Family Research Council based on the Southern Poverty Law Center's propaganda, specifically in federal court. It was their propaganda that he admitted spurred his attack, and he used their materials to carry out his attack. We shouldn't be surprised when this Mercer, this monster goes in and specifically targets 9 Christians because of this climate of anti-Christian hatred and bigotry.
Yeah, and I think that we need to, before it gets too far down the road, really fall down on our knees and pray in this country that we do have a revival, a change of direction, because the direction in which the country is moving is not a good one. And, you know, we need to go back to some of the founding principles that made this country great, and that is the principle that we have emblazoned on our Monday, In God We Trust, One Nation Under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, to get back to the founding principles where the root source is, that we are a nation that we declared in our Declaration of Independence, are endowed by our Creator, that there is a God who ultimately created us, who loves us, and ultimately, we have to account to him. When we try to eliminate him from the public discussion, from the public square, and we pretend that we can just continue on by our own efforts, we have this disintegration of morality, and we have this uncivil discourse that takes place. You know, we need to have respectful dialogue, whether we agree with someone or not. We should refrain from ratcheting up that dialogue, but we need to be clearly involved. We need to have leaders, godly leaders, from the president all the way down to your local representative, who love God, who fear the Lord, who want to honor him in all of that they do. Elections do make a difference, and we as individuals have the responsibility to elect individuals at every level of our government who reflect those Judeo-Christian values.
Well, amen, Matt. And we need to be praying in the interim and in the short term here for the families of those 9 Christians who were murdered for their faith and at this community college in Oregon.
Yeah, there's no question that they're going to be going through a lot of days of difficulty in the future. You know, these things hit the media and they come and go, and they're a shock to our conscience, and we're on to the next thing. But yet these families will be struggling with this for years to come, with their birthdays, with Thanksgiving coming up, with Christmas coming up. All of these different things will be the horrible, painful reminder. And just pray that their comfort comes from the Lord as they mourn the loss of their children. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We have a series of Patriot handbooks on a wide variety of issues. We have one on Islam. We have one on our founding documents of freedom, one on public schools and religious freedom of students in public schools, and many others as well. All of those are available, plus much more, at Liberty Counsel's website. I also encourage you to read the book by the Benham brothers, David and Jason Benham. It's called Whatever the Cost. It's a very inspiring book by the Benhams. We also have the book by Mark Batterson, The Grave Robber, a very inspiring book as well. Find out these good resources and learn about them. The more you read, the more you know, the more you stay in the Word, the better it is. So immerse yourself in the Word, immerse yourself with good material, immerse yourself with people and friends that will ultimately pray and support you. For more information, visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.